Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neeson. A few years ago, we learned cigarettes create not just first and secondhand smoke, but third-hand smoke. This is a family of toxic chemicals left by a cigarette long after it's been snuffed out.
Now we have more reasons to avoid it. Research shows chemicals from third-hand smoke, or THS, bind to our DNA, causing damage and mutations that could lead to cancer over time.
Cigarette smoke has over 4,000 pollutants, and they linger on carpets, furnitures, walls, even the dust in the air. As some THS pollutants accumulate over time, they become even more toxic. They also transform into new compounds when mixed with indoor pollutants like ozone and nitrous oxide to form carcinogens.
Among these is NNA, which is similar to a known potent carcinogen called NNK. In the new study, NNA bound to human DNA. Cells exposed to these carcinogens increase DNA damage within 24 hours and can cause uncontrolled cell growth, leading to cancer.
We take in these compounds when we breathe or touch items in areas exposed to third-hand smoke. But kids ingest these compounds when they put a toy in their mouth, crawl on the floor, or bury their face in a parent who smokes and has it in their hair and clothes. It's even worse for babies with developing lungs.
Depending upon the type of compound, they can last for hours, weeks, or even longer. When smokers quit, they need to take great measures to clean their home. Carpets should be changed, the walls painted, or even replaced. But the benefits are enormous.
44 million American adults smoke. It kills more people than HIV, illegal drugs, alcohol, car crashes, and firearms combined. Now, there's one more reason to quit.
We are Drs. David Neeson and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.